Collaborative businesses are on the rise, and this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, a podcast that will help you find answers and provides useful insights to the best ways of working together in partnerships, alliances, and many other kind of business-to-business collaboration. Here's your host, Peter Simoons.
Welcome to episode 35 of the Collaborative Business Podcast. In the previous episodes, we heard three executives and three entrepreneurs share their number one recommendation for establishing partnerships. In this episode, we will go back to previous episodes again and hear three partnership professionals share their recommendations. At first, we go back to episode one, where Anoop Nadwani will share his recommendation.
One is gain executive level sponsorship, because that executive level sponsorship will unlock so many doors.
Yeah.
The second thing I would say is don't build a partnership for the sake of building a partnership. Build it based on a strategy. Make sure you have a strategy that clearly dictates that partnering is a way forward and it's a necessary way forward to enable the strategy. The third thing is make sure you have the right people managing those partnerships, because if you have salespeople, they'll destroy it. The same applies with managing supplier relationship. If you give that to procurement to manage, you're going to destroy it. It's just going to be destroyed. Yeah. And the other thing I would say just very quickly is make sure that when you're measuring the value, that you're measuring short-term tangible stuff as well as long-term intangibles. Too many people forget about the long-term intangibles. They don't think about this thing that I've heard people talk about, this thing called relationship currencies. And you know, if you don't measure the longer term intangible stuff, as one would say, you're throwing the baby out of the bathwater.
Secondly, let's hear from Francine Allaire.
You know, 85% of all alliances fail to meet the needs of both one or both parties. And I think that the five key reasons are, you know, there's no common vision, there's unrealistic or undefined expectation, there's misalignment, there's lack of trust, there's poor communication or lack of communication. But if I had to summarize it into one recommendation, I would have to say that, you know, think relationship first, business second. You know, at the end of the day, you partner with people. You know, companies don't partner, people do.
Yep.
And people do business with people they like and trust. So at the end of the day, partnering isn't so much about the tools or the processes. That helps. It's about the people and the relationships. So, you know, I mean, again, going back to everyday life, you know, I mean, people deal with people. We're all people at the end of the day. Yes, we have titles, we have responsibilities, we have jobs, but, you know, we're a person executing all that. And relationships always, always matter.
And certainly, Didi Haas will highlight her recommendation in the light of establishing channel partnerships.
When a company wants to enter into some sort of channel collaboration, the first thing that I ask them to do is really understand why they want to do this. Is it whatever they sell, hardware, software, services, is it appropriate for a channel? Is this going to work? They may think, well, you know, this is going to be great for a reseller channel. And in some cases, it may not be. It may be that it's good for a channel, but we have to look at maybe a different type of channel, maybe more of an OEM arrangement, let's say. And in fact, I worked for a company, and I actually came on board as a consultant and then ended up working for them full time because they asked me to come on board. And they had always tried to have a reseller type of relationship, a reseller partner relationship. They were the vendor and they were always looking for resellers. That didn't work out as well as having an OEM arrangement with companies. And we realized that resellers just did not work. And I told them, I think an OEM arrangement with companies is a better way to go. And it turned out that was the case. So when a company comes to me, I really want them to understand their business. They have to understand their business. What is it that they're trying to accomplish? And, you know, what is it that their product does? What does what value does it bring to the customer? And what value is it going to be for the reseller or the OEM company or whoever it is that's going to sell it for them? What kind of value do they get out of this? And so that's the very first thing that I want them to really kind of look inside themselves and figure out, is this the right thing to do? If it is, then we move on to, well, you know, this is all about building relationships. And you need to approach building a channel team and recruiting channel partners. You need to, approach this as a partnership collaboration where this is going to be something that you're going to all work together to build the partner's business and that all of you will be successful. The ultimate goal, though, in all of this is that you and the partner make money. So in a channel or in a channel arrangement, the ultimate goal is always going to be revenue. But you have to do the right things leading up to making that revenue.
So far for this episode of the Collaborative Business Podcast. When listening to the recommendations of 9 guests over the past weeks, you will see a common thread that preparation is half the work and the most important element of establishing partnerships and alliances. Do know why you are entering into a partnership. Do your homework and remember that it is a people business. That's it for this week. Next week we will be back with the guests. Bye for now. Until then.
Thanks for listening to the Collaborative Business Podcast. For more insights about business collaboration, partnerships, and alliances, hop over to www.cmoons.com.